Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of the Postal Stand-Up. I decided to skip Michael just talked me out of using the old intro where I say hello Las Vegas, because in fairness, this does go out all over. So we are going to talk about scanner data and how it cannot be the sole determinant for discipline, and we'll talk about the ways management tries to use it against you. And I don't want to stand in your way any further. Michael, go get them.
All right. Well, there was another thing with the scanner that you have to be with. Scanner has to be with you at all times.
Right.
Okay. That is not true. Okay. Now, that is actually something that TYRAP people really wanted you to do because they wanted to keep track of what you're doing throughout the whole time.
Right. For the route adjustments.
For the route adjustments and so forth. But in reality, that is not true. That you do not have to have the scanner with you at all times. And the reason for it is that including the 30-minute lunch break is when you do not have to do any type of work at, by the Postal Service for that 30 minutes while you're on your lunch break.
That is correct. Okay? If you do work during that time, you're supposed to get paid for that work.
Mm-hmm. So if management sends you messages through the scanner, they send you anything, beeping noise, whatever it is, you do not have to answer any of that until your lunch is over.
That's right. I'll just be sitting there in Jack in the Box and just let it beep and beep and beep. No, that's not true. I leave it in the truck.
Yeah, you won't even hear it if you live in the truck.
But dude, I've noticed that if it beeps for long enough, the scanner shuts off.
Yeah, well, that's
fine. I get paid by the hour.
Now, and here's the thing too, is that management is also trying to get after people for stationary events. That's over 10 minutes long. Actually, it does flag management that you're over 7 minutes at any part of the route. So they flag that and everything. But if you have a route that's 10 minutes per box, and then it's going to be red flag throughout the whole time.
Right. Yeah.
So how does that work? I don't know.
Well, there may be, this is the what's supposed to happen, is management sees this flag, mm-hmm. and the scanner can give them cause to investigate.
Mm-hmm.
They can see that scanner data and say, oh, something might be going on Michael's route. I bet he's just sitting on the phone talking to Alan again. Maybe we should go out there and investigate. That's the proper way that scanner data is supposed to be used.
And the reason it's proper way is because management's not allowed to do any covert observation techniques per M39. I forget what section it was right now.
Yeah.
But they are not allowed to do any covert observation techniques. That is including using the scanner, hiding behind a tree, hiding behind a whatever. Mm-hmm. And they cannot hide. Hiding behind a car two blocks away.
Following you in a car, not introducing themselves. All that stuff.
They're wearing camo gear and hiding behind a bush. I don't know. Right. Whatever it is, that is a covert technique. They are not allowed to do that.
Okay? Yeah.
And so just make sure everybody knows to what, you know, you don't have to have the scanner with you at all times. You are...
Now, you mean lunch and bathroom. You don't have to have the scanner on you. What if management tells you that they want you to have the scanner on you at all other times? Is that a valid instruction?
That is nothing where they tell you to do. There is nowhere in the instruction.
It's not in the M41.
M41 of any kind. And so they can give you that instruction, but it's only good for the day.
Right. And it would be almost impossible for them to discipline based on that, because is it a valid instruction? Is it reasonable? All these tests where it's going to fail those tests. Yeah.
No, I mean, they do want you to take the parcel in front of the door and scan it in front of the door. And so you are taking your scanner with you.
Yeah, I have my scanner with me all the time anyway, just as a practical matter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's really no reason not to carry it with you. And honestly, I don't like, you know, I'd rather have the scanner prove that I'm doing my work so I don't even have to deal with it.
But
with
it's up management. To you.
But yeah, that's exactly right. And if management wants to come up and try to sweat me about, let's imagine that happens, Michael. Let's get your advice here. Management brings me in for an investigation. No. They talk to me when I get back off the street, even more so. And they say, hey, Alan, it shows that you were stationary for 13 minutes at 4130 Sandhill. What was that about? How should I respond?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, there you go. Yep. And if they want to ask any more, I want to talk to a steward. Yep. I will be happy to answer your questions when a steward is present. That's it. Because you know damn well they're asking you those questions because they intend to issue discipline. Yeah.
And they just want you to admit to it so they can issue discipline.
Right. Yeah. So that the scanner data isn't the sole source for discipline. Now it's the scanner data and your admission.
I know we talked about this during II podcast before. If you go to an II, please, that is your day in court.
Right.
So don't admit to guilt.
That's it. All right. Good advice. Thanks for coming by, Michael. All right. Take care, everybody.